You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're talking about the defining document to our faith. The scriptures, the Holy Bible, the thing that is supposed to govern our lives, show us how to live, show us how to worship God, explain the things that we're supposed to do and not supposed to do. And people, for the most part, if you look at it, they don't believe what it says. Everybody makes the claim, oh, we believe in the Bible and the Bible only. But if we're really honest, people don't because they don't do what it says. I talked about how, God governs the entire universe, 759 commandments, statutes, and judgments, and mankind screws it all up, violates Deuteronomy 4:2, 12:32, and Revelation 22:18, and they add to it and take away from it. They don't do what it says. We're told that the things that are contained in the Bible is necessary for life. We must consume it. These are Jesus' words, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So how is it that the preachers teach us that we don't have to believe every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, especially if it's in what we call the Old Testament? Oh, yeah, but that's done away with. That's nailed to the cross. That's not something that we have to observe today, or that's for the Jews only. Those are all lies. We're told that the Bible will never be lost, and it will never be irrelevant. Matthew 24:35, Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. You know, what did he tell us? Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And people misinterpret fulfill, meaning nail to the cross and do away with. Change. They don't believe what Jesus says. We're told that the entire Bible is truth. There are no parts of it that are obsolete or don't apply to us today. Proverbs 30 verse 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest I rebuke you and you be found a liar. You know, don't add to God's word. John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. How come we believe that we can ignore some of God's truth? We can delegate it as obsolete. You know, there. 2 Peter 1:20 says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And that's going to segue us into the next thing, down the line. God uses His Holy Spirit to inspire men to write those 66 books of the Bible. Why don't we believe what they say? Quit accepting lies and come back to the truth. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.